neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A gun advocacy group says safety training is a critical part of owning a firearm. It's after a 7-year-old boy in the Eastern Cape was shot and killed, allegedly by his 8-year-old cousin. The child is said to have found the gun in his father's bedroom at their home in Mnanduli on Thursday. A shot went off, hitting the younger boy who was nearby. Eastern Cape police are investigating cases of murder and negligence. The father, who faces a charge of failing to safeguard a firearm, appeared in the local court on Friday. Jonathan Deal is the founder of gun advocacy group Safe Citizen.
It is very clearly known by everybody that owns a firearm that the firearm, unless it is under their direct control as a responsible adult, it must be locked away out of the reach of unauthorized people, whether that be a child or an adult. As far as we know, the owner of the firearm or the father may have taken various steps to stop it happening, and maybe another adult was careless or something like that. So I think that we need to keep that in mind.
He believes children should also be sensitized to guns.
From 8 years onwards, depending on the maturity of the child, should be introduced to firearms in a very controlled environment, and not necessarily shooting or anything like that, but actually sensitizing them to the risks of firearms, to the functions of firearms, and to the danger of a firearm, just like anything else, just the same as you would not leave a 4-year-old to play with a sharp knife in the kitchen.
There'll be more crime prevention teams on the ground in Inanda, north of Durban. This week, 377 newly trained community safety members were deployed in the area and welcomed by KZN Premier Tami Ntuli. Newswatch's Kubobonke Luthuli reports.
The recruits come from 11 local wards and present group like CPFs, Neighborhood Watch, and the Youth Crime Prevention Desk. They have completed a specialized training program aimed at strengthening local crime-fighting efforts. The area has also received a mobile police station to boost visibility and support local policing. Inanda has often been one of the top 5 areas in the country with high levels of violent crime, particularly murder and rape. Kubobonke Luthuli, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
And abroad, Indonesia has lifted its suspension of TikTok's local operating license after the social media platform shared data requested by the government about recent protests. Indonesia has the second biggest audience on TikTok with more than 100 million users. The company briefly suspended its live feature in August during violent protests that erupted after the death of a man hit by a police vehicle. In response, the ministry suspended the app's operating license for failing to provide adequate data on its live feature during the unrest. But a government spokesperson says TikTok has since supplied the requested data and its license has been reactivated. The top story this hour, a gun advocacy group says safety training is a critical part of owning a firearm. It's after a 7-year-old boy in the Eastern Cape was shot and killed, allegedly by his 8-year-old cousin. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.